This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. The day before Bay Area Congressman Bill Young died last week, his death was wrongly reported in the news media. Among the first to report it was St. Petersburg blogger Peter Schorsch. In an 11-minute stretch, Schorsch tweeted three times, first that a relative had confirmed Young's death, then that the information was not confirmed by the hospital, and finally that multiple sources were confirming the death. 40 minutes later, Adam Smith of the Tampa Bay Times tweeted that Young had not died. Schorsch retweeted that and added, "Thank God." But the damage was done. The story of Young's death had been picked up by several other news organizations, including Fox News and anchor Gretchen Carlson.
Fox News alert for you now. Congressman Bill Young has passed away. The Florida Republican was 82. All right. I'm really sorry to report that earlier we did report that Congressman Bill Young had passed away. We are now told that is not the case. And we, of course, sincerely apologize for that error. Hopefully that won't happen again.
But it probably will. Here to talk about why this keeps happening is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Kelly, these premature reports of prominent deaths have happened before.
Yeah, we saw this with Joe Paterno. We saw this locally here with Leroy Selman. We saw it with Gabby Giffords, who in fact did not die when she was shot. So this happens quite often in today's current media environment.
Now, Kelly, sometimes a reporter is just going to get things wrong, but why does this sort of misreporting keep happening?
First of all, when somebody is critically ill and on the edge of death, there is a lot of communication that goes out to family and friends and relatives that can easily be misinterpreted, especially the further away you get from somebody who's there in the hospital room. So it's not the people in the hospital room who are calling the reporters. It's the people who are getting it third and fourth and fifth hand who are then calling reporters and saying, "Hey, I heard this." But the reporters are then doing something fairly irresponsible, which is they are not confirming the information with official sources.
Kelly, Peter Schorsch, the local blogger who got this one started, wrote about what happened in his case. Anything we can learn from his analysis of his own mistake?
You don't see too many journalists explaining how they screwed something up. So I want to give him props for that. But still, in that explanation, he doesn't name his sources. He explains that they were two different members of the Young family, but he allows them to stay anonymous, and he doesn't say why they need to stay anonymous. He implies that they called him, but he doesn't explicitly say that either. And so I think that we could be more transparent as journalists if we took Peter's lead, but then went even further and really explained how we got information that turned out to be wrong.
Kelly, what's the hurry here? Is it really about getting the information to the public first, or is something else going on here?
You know, this is really about journalists and bloggers trying to impress each other. There is absolutely no need, when you think about Congressman Young's death, there's no need for us to get that information within an hour of when it happens.
Can it be changed? Can it be stopped?
It's going to continue to happen. And what we in the audience need to do is notice the sources that don't mess up as much as we notice those who do.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. I don't have much hope for change, really. What was it Mark Twain said way back in the late 1800s?
The report of my death was an exaggeration.
Right.